This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting hour number three from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And this is tomorrow's news tonight that you're hearing right here from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming live online with a satellite right now. Now, a special shout-out always goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working to help in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for what you're doing to keep us all free and safe. And let's not forget about the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and everybody out there working on the oil rigs, all those roughnecks, because oil's starting to move up a little bit. You're doing good there. We'll give you a report here this hour. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And then like the page and then jump on into the chat room over there like a whole bunch of people have been doing tonight. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Can we go back a minute to the caller that called me from Sarasota? You heard part of it, right?
Yeah, a snippet or so.
All right. Well, Child Protective Services and what's going on down there, and there's some organizations, of course, some strong organizations in Sarasota that are down there. If somebody is knowing about something going on with kids, children, any type of activity that's illegal, harmful, whatever, I'd say the first place they might want to call would be us, because again, there's a big task force for that. Is it not the FBI? Is that what you and I were talking about?
Well, I mean, there's several organizations. If you've got some evidence, if you've got some clues, even if you've got tips, we have a duty, to call the sheriff, you call the FBI. I actually did an FBI thing with a person whose daughter kind of got caught up in that whole thing, and they were in Maine, and, it ended up in Alabama, and when it was all said and done, not only did I help save one girl, there were 14 of them.
Jeez.
So, yes. So, absolutely. Call the FBI.
Okay. Now, we were talking about the ambassador to the Ukraine, and I think we pretty much covered all of that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But now you got this anti-Trump whistleblower doctor, Dr. Bright. Now, the problem with him was, are you aware of the fact, Denise, that Jerry Nadler arranged it so that when he testified before his committee, he was not sworn in and he was not under oath?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I hear you, but what's to stop him from just blowing smoke?
Nothing.
So therefore, why should we take any of his comments to Tad? Why should we even listen to him?
Because, look, I mean, if you listen to any of the members of Congress on the Democrat side, just with their opening statements, before they even started the question and answer with Dr. Bright, you have all you necessarily need to know. All they're trying to do is build some kind of a case, and they're using Dr. Bright, so when we have this oversight committee now on how Trump failed in handling this whole, virus era situation that we've got here, that's what's going to be brought up. And I would say a lot of this necessarily comes from the huge article that was written up in Politico that somebody sent to me that I'm getting ready to have to go through this document. But this was on March the 25th, Politico writes a big, huge article titled, Trump Team Failed to Follow National Security Council's Pandemic Playbook. And in this article is a 69-page document that was finished in 2016. Okay, that means that the Obama administration did the pandemic playbook. Well, what did they do to address the pandemic, you know, if there was one, to leave for the Trump administration? Therein lies the question. So I haven't read the document yet, but I will read it. But the very first thing that I did was I trotted back over to Congress to see if, okay, this came out. What did Congress do to allocate funds to address a pandemic and to go through this pandemic playbook?
Mm-hmm.
Well, interestingly enough, they didn't allocate any more money for a virus pandemic, if you will, than they normally do, all right? And furthermore, they have nothing in their appropriations money about ventilators and PPEs and masks and vaccines and this other stuff. There's nothing in there about that, which is what Trump is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's mobilized companies, not only internationally but domestically,
yep,
to, you know, manufacture PPEs and the masks. He's brought in pharmaceutical companies. Let's jump on this thing to, you know, if it's remdesivir, fine. If it's hydroxychloroquine, fine. We don't care what it is. Just get the stuff in the pipeline and get it FDA approved, which is a Herculean task because the FDA's approved all kinds of stuff, which normally takes a year. In
right.
this case, it's taken a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to put things in kind of context here, but for Politico to put out this hit piece and then to include the document, I'm going to go through it because I listened to those opening statements yesterday with Dr. Bright, and I got to tell you, it was offensive what they were saying.
You're right. All right, hold that thought. And the other thing is the guy gets $285,000 to sit on a commission that he hasn't even been a part of. Bingo. What's that all about? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, I went to my doctor yesterday, and my blood pressure was way down. And the doctor says to me, he goes, that's pretty good. And I stepped up on the scale and I'd lost 16 pounds. And he says to me, he goes, what are you doing? What have you done different in the last couple of weeks? And I said, well, I'm taking this product called Balance of Nature. He says, let me see those. And I showed it to him. He looked at it. He says, wow, this is pretty good. If this may keep on doing this, this may be what you need. So guess what? Real food, real science, real nutrition. No synthetics, no additives, no fillers. It's the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And I'm telling you, when you take these capsules, you know how you used to get the snack urges, candy bars, and of course I work the all-night shift, so you want a candy bar, you want a cookie, you want this, that. I haven't wanted one of them in over a week or 10 days. And I've cut it out altogether. So here's what you do. Go to balanceofnature.com. Check out the fruits and veggies they have. Give them a call at 800-246-8751 and use the product code RESULT. That's RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and that'll get you 35% off your purchase. So there you go, balanceofnature.com, product code RESULT, 35% off. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I want to play this little piece, it's not very long, of Susan Rice talking about the unmasking.
Hey, Mr. Rice, how do you respond to those who say you've used your power with unmasking 2016?
I wanted to just ask you about DOJ investigating the origins of the Russia probe. Do you think they'll find anything, any wrongdoing on the part of the Obama administration?
I have no idea what DOJ is doing. Thanks.
Do you have any comment on them exploring the origins of the Russia probe, investigating the investigators? Do you think it's a worthy cause to do that?
I'm not commenting. Thank you.
Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but she actually offered to be a part of the Biden administration should he get elected And guess what she wants to do?
Probably national security.
You got it.
Okay.
So what's next? And by the way, let's take this caller. All right, Mr. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Hear your two cents on stuff. Now, you just were playing something regarding Susan Rice and the unmasking and everything, and that's an awesome segue to what I was going to ask. Okay, so you got this unmasking going on, but 39-plus principals requesting unmasking of, presumably General Flynn and whomever else. So you got people, you got agencies such as Department of Energy, the ambassador in Turkey, Italian official, U.S. U.S. personnel in Italy requesting unmasking. You got NATO people requesting unmasking. Other agencies, people like, well, Whiskey Tango over, why are they asking for this? I was wondering your opinion regarding this may sound a bit conspiratorial, but that's what we're here is to analyze stuff. What are the thoughts that these people were given a heads up to, how should I say, what was going on in Turkey back in 13 on? Well, there was rumors that there was weapons being funneled through Turkey into the Syria for the civil war. What happened in Libya? Well, NATO was involved with what was going on in Libya, which is tangentially connected to what was going on in Syria, Turkey, et cetera, regarding gunning operations. What was going on in Italy? Well, that's where, I guess, Papadopoulos was meeting with, at one point, I think it was Italy, that was meeting with the setup that we're now, a lot of us, quote-unquote, conspiracy theorists have been proven right, on this show, amongst others, regarding people being set up for the Russia investigation. So I guess what I'm saying is, or what I'm asking is, what are your thoughts on that? Because, excuse me, one last thing, Department of Energy. What does the Department of Energy have to do? Well, that would have to do with the Uranium One deal going on with former Secretary Hillary Clinton. So, I'll take the answer up here. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Okay. Well, go ahead.
To answer the question in a bigger way, and it's kind of an answer, but it's kind of not, is when a president becomes the nominee / president-elect, okay, we went from the nominee, they automatically start getting intelligence briefings. Let's not forget that. So when Trump became the nominee, he gets intelligence briefings, supposed to be the same ones that the standing president gets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, consider that for a second.
Use the word supposed to be.
Precisely.
That's right.
So in those intelligence briefings that went to Trump and the Trump people that had some kind of security clearance at the time,
mm-hmm.
What were they being told about Russia, about China, about Iran, about North Korea, or any other national security threats to the United States? Were they the same briefings that Obama was getting? Meaning that he would be just as much in the know in the current situations globally in the United States as Obama was. I would argue that those were not the same briefings.
Well, I would too.
If they had some semblance of the same ones, then we wouldn't be in a Russia thing now, would we?
No.
I would argue that we're going back to Crossfire Razor and Crossfire Typhoon, Crossfire Hurricane, Russia collusion, the blah, 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 blah. Well, that means that he never got, because we can pretty much tell just by the unmasking, he never got the kind of briefings or what they call offensive briefings, meaning somebody inside your organization may having communications with Russian officials in some sort. We're here to tell you, you better stop, okay? Mm-hmm. Because Russia is doing A, B, C, D, and E. They're hacking here, they're doing this, China's doing this, and so I would go back a little bit and say this was set up at the very moment he became the nominee.
I agree.
Okay? So, because he was cheated, I would argue, on those briefings, he was cheated on purpose so they could build this case against him if they needed to do that. Because remember, Hillary was supposed to win.
Right. Yeah.
So
now, let me.
That's where I would start.
All right. How about John Podesta, whose name got mentioned yesterday in the midst of all these documents, as having met with a former Senate aide who was connected to the Fusion GPS stuff?
Yeah, what about him?
Well, there's another name that got dropped into the pot.
Well, if you don't think that there's not a lot of connective tissue to these people, then you're not. We have to start asking ourselves some very different questions here, okay? Sadly, we're now going to have to, when we see these names like Dr. Bright, well, who's his lawyer? Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
All right, so you automatically have to start doing some different kinds of thinking. Assume there's corruption. Assume that whatever is going on here, there's at least 6 bad components to it. And then go find them, because you're going to find them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there.
Right.
I mean, who would have necessarily have thought that now we have this Covington and Burling.
Yep.
Which was the law firm that was originally representing General Flynn.
Right.
Well, where did Eric Holder come from, and where did he go back to? Covington and Burling.
Correct.
So what happened yesterday? Well, glad you asked. They happened to have filed a motion to appear as an interested party now in the case of General Flynn. And the motion... So what's going to have to happen now? So now we're bringing it. They're going to keep this Flynn thing going and going and going. The only way it can necessarily stop is if Sidney Powell files what is known as a writ of mandamus, which is rarely used. But a writ of mandamus compels a lower court to undo the upper court, or the upper court to undo a lower court. So that's the only thing that can happen now, short of a pardon.
Right.
Flynn does not want a pardon.
No. And the Dems want, and the Dems want Trump to give him one. They want it to be an issue, political issue. Right?
Well, yeah.
I know. To be continued. We'll still be talking about this tomorrow, I guarantee you. All right, listen, you stay low up here on the mountaintop, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and she'll be back on the weekend show. But I'm telling you, folks, all of this stuff is intertwined. All of it is intertwined. Are you getting the picture here? It was a full court press to get rid of the duly elected president of the United States by whatever means they can do it, and it's there in front of you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump announced a restructuring of the national strategic stockpile, which lacked sufficient critical supplies to combat the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump blames the Obama administration for the shortfall. The Trump administration's goal was to expand the stockpile so it has enough supplies for more than 90 days rather than just a few weeks.
He said, under the previous administration, the stockpile was depleted and never refilled. My administration is taking action to modernize the stockpile during this crisis. The president took the time to thank the frontline workers.
In the days ahead, America will endure the peak of this terrible pandemic. Our warriors in this life and death battle are the incredible doctors and nurses and healthcare workers on the front line of the fight. We pledge to them our eternal gratitude and everlasting support. They make all of us very proud.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two schools and they're opening wide open on Monday because we're going to phase two here. And they got everything scattered out there, 6 feet apart, all that good stuff there. So the students are coming on back. But here's all about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me, and here in Tampa Bay. Now, to find out more, go to their websites, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Their campuses are opening up again on Monday. Schools, classes will start again on that day. And the reason is because the state of Florida has told them that they can go ahead and open. Now, were there some contingencies they had to make? Yeah. They had to take the, as Bo explained yesterday, they had to put the desk 6 feet apart so the students aren't within 6 feet of each other. And because of cutting down the size of the class is now, in some cases, two rooms instead of one with two different instructors teaching the same subject.
So that's what they're doing. And then when the class breaks, they take 15 minutes, they go in there, and they desanitize, or they sanitize the place again with the machine that they have to do that, and away they go. So all the different things that we have to do in this new era of coronavirus and whatnot. But it leads us to phase two. Now, Norway's top military official in Iraq is saying that the coronavirus is helping ISIS. He says that the Islamic State militants are hiding in sparsely populated farmlands in Iraq, from where they stage attacks on Iraqi forces scrambling to curb the spread of the coronavirus in the country. Now, this was what the head of the 70-man contingent that Norway has there had to say. We'll see how that all plays out. In addition, the lull in military exercises due to the coronavirus pandemic is about to change as the U.S. Army plans to resume its wider training campaign with a drill in Poland next month. Things are starting to move along, if you will. And, of course, the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, is now asking Congress for authority to buy two of its Columbia-class ballistic missile submarines, a potential mega deal worth as much as $17.7 billion with far-reaching implications for the ailing submarine industrial base, as it's going to keep a bunch of jobs moving along, if you will. Now, two Joint Base Lewis-McChord soldiers were charged in the murder of another former soldier who was present at a house party on April the 24th and 25th with the deceased prior to his death, according to law enforcement. The murdered veteran had fingered two of the JBLM soldiers who are now charged in his death for a drug incident last year on the base. We'll see what happens there. By the way, U.S. Army equipment experts want to know whether defense firms can design a new level of technology for identifying friendly troops on the battlefield that can avoid detection from enemy night vision gear. And hopefully they can do something about that, because that used to be something that was rather concerning, because in the dark a lot of things happen. By the way, Special Operations Command plans to replace its Black Hawk helicopters with an iteration of the Army's future long-range assault aircraft, which may also replace the H-6 Little Bird platforms with a version of the future attack reconnaissance aircraft, according to a SOCOM official. Now, the ship maintenance contacting strategy the Navy adopted in 2015 has addressed many quality and cost challenges that the services face, but the Navy now continues to see schedule overruns despite the other benefits of the multiple award contract multi-offer known as MACMO contracting approach. There will be more inspections there. By the way, the Air Force has stopped requiring student pilots to practice formation landings after the deaths of two pilots attempting to carry out one while flying a T-38C Talon last year. And as a result, the Air Force decided to change their policy. Now, despite reports that two U.S. senators are considering blocking future forward deployments of American fighters and spycraft to the U.K., the U.S. Air Force says it's not changing its near-term plans. By the way, multiple companies who faced off in the Air Force's light attack experiment will once again compete for the similar contract from U.S. Special Operations Command. Well, we have the Space Force. And now the Space Force is being introduced to the First Lady of the Space Force. That would be Molly Raymond. She's the wife of the newly appointed Space Force Chief, General John J. Raymond, making her the very first military spouse in a newly created sixth branch of the military, as she's starting to get around now and converse at some different functions. Also, the U.S. Space Force has received thousands of requests since it's opened an application window May 1st for eligible active duty personnel to transfer into the service, starting with Air Force personnel. Now, Veterans Affairs officials will continue the tradition of holding wreath-laying ceremonies at department cemeteries on Memorial Day later this month. But those services and events will not be open to the public. So, they'll have a wreath-laying ceremony at Bushnell, at Sarasota, and other military cemeteries, but it will not be open to the public. Now, I do know that the cemeteries will be open on Memorial Day for people to come and pay their respects. But again, you know, they got to do all the social distancing and all that stuff, too. Now, tent cities for homeless veterans would go up in the Department of Veterans Affairs hospital parking lots under a new proposal included in a massive COVID-19 aid bill offered up this week by House Democrats. So, the idea is to take the homeless veterans, put them in tents so they can live in the parking lots of the VA hospitals close by. We'll see how that plays out. In addition, Capella Space announced May the 13th that it signed a deal to provide synthetic aperture radar to the U.S. Navy, even though the company has yet to put a satellite up in orbit. So they'll have radar, but they won't have a satellite yet to do anything. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has not had much of an impact on the production and delivery of Apache helicopters, but Boeing is closely watching the international supply chain for signs of a slowdown, which may, in fact, be coming. We'll see. Now, the U.S. says the Chinese-backed hackers are likely targeting virus researchers at the colleges, universities, and other centers around the country. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cyber Division warned that hackers backed by the Chinese government were attempting to steal the work of researchers dealing with the response of the coronavirus outbreak. Well, of course they are. Why wouldn't they be? So now we have to be careful, real careful, with our computers, if you will. Which is always a good idea, because you never know when Big Brother's going to be watching. Or somebody else, for that matter. By the way, good news to report. Gun shows, Two Guys Gun Shows are coming back. I'll get into that in a minute here. But the Two Guys Gun Shows are, in fact, coming back. And Port Charlotte, coming up May the 30th, May the 31st, and then Largo, June the 6th and June the 7th, I believe. I'm looking over my shoulder, I can't quite see the calendar. But I'll qualify that when I come back. So the Two Guys Gun Shows are up and at it again. I'll be back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youssiam, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, there she is, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB. And we want to thank everybody up there because they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big ahua out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, I want to remind everybody this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at FunwellBaby.com. They're having a 50% off sale for my listeners with the product code MATT50. Now, they go over there to funwellbaby.com, take a look at the little super cute long-lasting SPF 50 sun hats and the reusable swim diapers, because all their hats fit most of the babies from 1.5 years on up, and their reusable swim diapers fit most kids the entire time that they need to have one to begin with. So MATT50 for 50% off is the code at funwellbaby.com. That's MATT50 for 50% off. Take a look, grandparents and all that sort of stuff. You'll be a winner with that, I'll tell you what. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street is with us. By the way, how cold is it in the frozen tundra?
It's been chilly. Today is supposed to warm up a little bit. It's been unseasonably cold, that's for sure.
All right, well, I said I wasn't going to do this, but I am going to do this. Did you hear the comments yesterday from the Dr. Barbeau, the health director or whatever, when she told the NYPD that she didn't give a rat's ass about their need for masks?
Yeah, I saw that in New York. It's she's not going to live that one down, that's for sure.
I hope they remove her after that comment.
I doubt it. She's a big lib, so, and it's part of that ridiculous de Blasio administration. Hey, listen, you know, elections have consequences, Matt, and many people are recognizing this around the country. Imagine, you remember how close the race was in Florida?
Yep.
You know as well as I do. If, what's his name there, the guy who lost there.
You mean Loverboy Gillum?
Yeah, Gillum.
Yeah.
Imagine if Gillum had won in Florida. You guys think that you'd be open right now? You think that restaurants would be, the beaches would be
nope.
open?
Nope, no. Not at all. No. And by the way, we're going into phase two on Monday.
Can you imagine if he won what position Florida would be in right now?
I know.
That's something that actually everybody's got to remind ourselves. Imagine if you had a Democrat, especially somebody like Gillum, Florida would be in a hole. This is where elections have consequences, and hopefully Florida recognizes that they luckily slid by with that one, that's for sure.
Well, here's something else to recognize. I know a little bit about this because I used to haul mail. And the Postal Service is reviewing delivery contracts with Amazon, UPS, and more to see if they can save any money. And, you know, it's kind of funny because they always, it's the lowest bidder gets a contract when they do that. But sometimes they're not doing it any cheaper than the post office could do it for. I never could understand that.
That is interesting. In the post office, I would think that they would be doing, you know, a little bit better in this time, but they're not doing very well at all, and they're part of Pelosi's bailout package.
$27 billion in a hole. Yep.
Yeah. They've been in a hole for a long period of time, and in many respects, you know, they have to rethink their business model, and they haven't done that, and it's unfortunate.
Well, they have to fund the pensions. The agreement is with the unions. They got to put the money in the pensions first before it goes anywhere else. And they've got way too much waste. If you've been to a post office, you'll see people just standing around doing nothing a lot of times. No, I'm not saying they all do that, but the poorly run post offices definitely have that problem. Now, President Trump. Says he's going to send you guys up there in New York $500 million for the transit help to help you with all the problems you got with the keeping the sanitation going and all that.
Huh. Well, I think that was already done, wasn't it? He sent that money. I think it was for the MTA, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't already done. I mean, it was in the works, and now it's being sent, actually being sent.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because I remember Cuomo yesterday said something was thanking Trump for money that he had sent, and I think it had something in regards to transportation and the MTA. Without a doubt. I mean, you talk about, you know, not many people ride the transit system, but the transit system has another area that has misspent money for a long, long period of time. The subways and the buses and the tunnels and all that stuff in New York, they need a lot of work. And, again, I'm always confused at where the money goes. The amount of people that use those things every single day, and the conditions are just not what they should be. I mean, you go to other, public transportation other places around the globe and you compare, and New York's system needs a lot of work.
Now, retail traffic is beginning to rise around the country at our retail stores and whatnot as the economy reopens after the lockdown. Things are picking up fairly quickly in the retail stores because people, even though they don't have a lot of money, people are going back to the stores and they're just buying stuff.
Well, I think people are there is some pent up. People want to get out of the house or want to go do things. I'm not one that would ever go buy clothes online. That's for sure. It's something I don't do.
No, because it probably came from China. Got to be careful.
Well, yeah, I know where you're getting stuff. But also as well, I never really seem to understand the logic behind, you know, you can open up a Walmart or a Target and buy a pair of jeans or a T-shirt from them, but you can't go get one from another retail store. That doesn't make any sense to me. I think if you want to, limit the amount of people in the store and do the things that are necessary, I think you can do that with retail stores. I don't understand the concept why you can't. I feel bad for all of these places, especially independent boutiques. But I don't know if you, I mean, we're looking right now, there a lot of retail outlets were in a bad position going into this, but they're expecting over 100,000 stores to be shut down over the next year permanently.
I don't have any doubt about that at all in my mind. Now, the big news that's breaking right now amongst the Democrats is that Susan Rice has said that she would say yes if Joe Biden asked her to be the VP to run with him.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. It's coming over Fox right now.
Susan Rice.
Susan Rice.
I'm carrying around a lot of baggage right now. Joe Biden did another little town hall yesterday, and it was a disaster. I at this point in time, I don't see him on the ticket, man. I just don't know if he can do it. He just can't, you know, every single time he goes on and does one of these things, he makes a fool out of himself.
Well,
so
here's who's controlling Joe Biden's future. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Dr. Jill Biden.
I don't know how she can allow her husband to continue on like this. I mean, mm-hmm. if you watched yesterday's video, it was bad. You feel bad for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
If he is going to run, people are going to look at it at his vice presidential nominee is probably the most important vice presidential nominee ever, mm-hmm. because I think most people are going to expect that person's going to end up taking the job.
Well, Delta Airlines, we all know who they are. They're headquartered out of Atlanta, Georgia. They have more than 14,000 pilots flying all around the world on its roster. They're going to cut it down to 7,000 pilots is what they're going to start out the fall with.
Wow. Let's hope that they can get that number up. Let's hope that people get away from being afraid of flying and want to get back out on the road again. But, that's about most certainly a reduced number.
It's very quiet here at Tampa International Airport. There used to be planes going and coming all the time. Very quiet now over here.
Well, I'm flying down in a couple weeks, so I'll be here.
Then it'll be noisy.
There you go.
Yeah, and then we'll go out to lunch. We'll go to Mission Barbecue. All right. Now, listen, bank stocks are pushing higher despite all the economic fears. It looks like the bank stocks are starting to jump up again.
Depends on which bank. Some of the bank stocks are still been hit pretty hard from this. And again, you know, they got to get some sort of normalcy back in regards to mortgages and other areas of their business. A lot of uncertainty, and the bank stocks are going to continue to be very, very volatile. However, again, we all know that some of the larger banks here in this country, they're basically too big to fail. So, even if they go down, for a period of time and they're depressed, you know that they're not going to be going out of business anytime soon.
And finally, it seems the virus is forcing some Americans into early retirement. I don't know why, but all of a sudden people are saying, that's it, I'm done working.
Wow. I mean, I would think that more people would actually, especially if you can, a lot of people that commuted to work, they can now work from home. Might stay on longer because of this.
Well, so, that's a story. That's a story coming from Peter Reagan.
And it's maybe some people, but I think also other people are going to say, hey, you know what? I can stay on longer and work from home.
Well, and there's going to be some people that are going to be working or going to be starting at-home businesses. Watch and see.
Yeah.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay warm. And if the New York Giants don't want to play football in New York, send them to Florida. We got a place for them.
There you go. It's going to be great down there.
You betcha. All right. Have a great weekend, Chris.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. That's my buddy, Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And he and I have been going to different places, chasing each other around for almost 22 years.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.